Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be in the studio with Mr. Peter Pasternak. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm awesome. I just love coming here.
Well, today we're going to do something a little special. We're going to have a Real Estate Connections ATL special edition. I see you brought a room full of your cronies here, and I thought you'd be able to introduce us to them and explain to our listeners what the event's about and why this is the must-attend event each month.
I just love the way that sounds, a must-attend event on there. So first let me introduce, these are three people who have actively attended Real Estate Connections, and let me start with first Jeremiah Jarman from the Jarman Group.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Jeremiah Jarman with the Jarman Law Group. I'm a corporate and real estate attorney here in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
All right, next we have Tony Davis from BB&T, and we're excited to have him here because BB&T is a premium sponsor at the next Real Estate Connections.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
And third but not last, we have David Hickson, a owner of Home Inspectors, Home Properties Inspectors of Atlanta.
Well, thank you, Peter. Yeah, it's Property Inspectors of Atlanta.
I appreciate that. You know, you get on radio and stuff, everybody becomes a professional here. I forgot how that works.
Thanks, Peter.
So, but what I wanted to start with is just talk a little bit about Real Estate Connections and a little bit of the history. So if people don't know about the event, what we have tried to create. A lot of people know my business partner, Brian Trow, and I are the lead characters here in Atlanta on A&E's Flip This House. And about 16 months ago, Brian and I were talking about, we thought it was really important for there to be a networking event that revolved around real estate. That, you know, we all surround ourselves with people that sometimes put a negative slant, and we wanted an event where, one, you could come talk about real estate in a really positive manner, and second, a place where business was done. And so what I thought would be good is to kind of maybe have go around the table, talk about again who you are and why you come to Real Estate Connections and maybe what you have gotten out of it. So I'm first going to start with Foundation's corporate attorney and real estate attorney, Mr. Jeremiah Jarman from the Jarman Group.
Thanks, Peter, and I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having us, Atlanta Business Radio. Basically, at Real Estate Connections, I came to be aware of it once, well, when Peter became a client of mine, number one, but number two, the best thing about it is that it's incredible the amount of people that are there from all different aspects of the real estate industry, attorneys, real estate agents, lenders, investors, and other people that are service providers to the real estate industry, such as inspectors and contractors. And it's fantastic because not only is it a great place where you get referrals for business and also, you know, network with people, but you just share knowledge with each other that makes everybody better at what they do. I feel like that's a huge advantage of it as well. And you get to know people who you might be your business colleagues, but you get to know them on a more personal basis. And so you feel like you're developing friendships in the real estate community. And it's very welcoming, and I really thoroughly enjoy it.
I loved hearing that. And talk a little bit, Jeremiah, you've been really almost from the beginning of Real Estate Connections. What are some of the differences that you've noticed the last several months?
Well, besides the fact that it's grown. real estate, I think grown might be an understatement, kind of exploded onto the scene. I mean, I remember when we were doing Real Estate Connections at the pizza place in Buckhead, and next thing you know, that place was too small. Now we're at Aja over there in near Phipps Plaza. And everything from the fact that more people to more sponsors to the fact there's just so many, I don't know, it's become the cool kids place for anybody that's in the real estate industry.
I love that, the cool people's place. I'm feeling kind of good right now and stuff on there. All right, so let's go to Tony Davis from BB&T. Tony, I know you have come to several of the events. Like I said, this coming month, April 5th, our next event, BB&T is a premium sponsor of the event. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you've gotten out of it and why you kind of went to bat and got a premium sponsorship for Real Estate Connections for BB&T.
Definitely. I found out about the Real Estate Connections event through the Atlanta Business Leaders meeting, which is on Tuesday mornings over in Brookhaven. And I met Peter, and he told me about the event, and I was blown away the first time I went there because as a lender, my biggest referral sources tend to be realtors, attorneys, investors, and other lenders. And the Real Estate Connections event is packed with all of those people. And the thing that really appeals to me is it's a different crop of people every single month because Peter partners with a different agency. You know, it's just a whole crop of people, prevents it from getting stale, and people actually do business there. So I really get a lot.
Talk a little bit, Tony, about BB&T. I know when the first time you and I had lunch, one of the things that surprised me, I thought it was going to be this regular lunch. We're going to talk about making small loans and home equity. But you have a really unique product in for investors. And so we have a lot of investors that come to the event. Talk a little bit about that product.
Yeah, we've got an investor loan program over there that at BB&T that I think is very attractive. Generally speaking, we can lend up to 80% of the purchase price or the appraised value of for a residential real estate used for investment purposes. We can usually go out up to 15 years, and we can also do loans in the name of an LLC, which I don't know of many other places that are willing to do that. We don't really have a minimum loan amount. It depends on the strength of the deal, but we can do, you know, for folks that are looking to purchase a $30,000 house, as long as it's marketable, we can provide financing for that. And whether it be on the front end when they're making the purchase or 6 months down the line, if once they've done the repairs and got a tenant in there and they need to take cash out. So that we do a lot of those. We can also provide financing on lots, which you're not hearing a lot of these days. But for people that are purchasing a lot for that they're going to build on and live there, we can, generally speaking, lend up to 75% of the purchase price.
I know one of the things I get asked probably more than anything else when I go out and speak is about money. And so many people are under the impression that as an investor, you have to have cash for deals now. And one of the things I tell everybody is, you know what? There are people that are lending money to investors. And so if there are any investors out there listening and they're trying to figure out, gosh, how can I do that leverage? I know they can come see you at the event and you'd be happy to share with them some of your criteria and how they can leverage their money so that they can do more deals.
Definitely.
All right, so let's move to our third guest here. We've got David Hixon and property inspector extraordinaire. David, talk a little bit about you and your company and some of the things you've gotten out of Real Estate Connections.
Well, thank you, Peter. Well, I'll tell you, Real Estate Connections has done more for my business than all of my other marketing ventures combined. It truly has. Through Real Estate Connections, I've had the opportunity to meet some great people, do some great networking. Of course, met some great brokers and realtors like Jeremiah here's brother, Shane Jarman, who continue to all send us more and more inspections. Been able to network with large, well-connected wholesalers like Atlanta Property Deals with Megan and Steven. And these wholesalers, they have many overseas buyers, out-of-state buyers that, you know, it's better for them to hire us versus the hassle of travel to Atlanta to inspect the properties themselves. So meeting all these people is just, it's been amazing. It really has. But I'll tell you, Peter, the best part of Real Estate Connections is that you never know, you know, how someone at this event will be able to help you grow your business. I recently had the pleasure of meeting Mikey Spallani with Skyline Pest Solutions. And, you know, I never would have thought a pest solutions company would be able to help me grow a home inspection business. But now I'm able to offer free termite inspections with every home inspection, and Mikey gets fresh leads, and everyone wins. It doesn't cost me a dime. And since then, since this team up with Mikey and Skyline, business has doubled. You know, and these are the type of things that are happening at Real Estate Connections.
First of all the people, Mickey Spillane from Skyline. Skyline is one of the sponsors, and they will be at the next event. I think one of the things that you brought up, and I get asked this quite a bit, people say to me, look, why would somebody who's a lender want to meet another lender? And, for example, one of the people that I introduced Tony to was John Warren from Lima One Capital, again, another sponsor of the event. And they're a hard money lender, kind of in between some of the banks and the hard money, and have really a very interesting knack. And so I introduced them because one of their products has a 12-month expiration, and so they're looking for an exit strategy. Well, Tony has that exit strategy, and so talk a little bit about that introduction, and maybe something you hadn't even thought about was a hard money lender being a good referral source.
Definitely. There's kind of been a stigma, at least recently, where if you're going to buy an investment property, you have to pay cash. Or the fact that banks aren't going to give you a loan for it. So sometimes you have to go to more of a tradition or a non-traditional source or hard money to get that. And what we can offer is it's good for the hard money lender because obviously they don't want to hold that debt forever. So, but what we can do is the client has an opportunity to purchase an investment property that may not be marketable, that a bank may not be willing to lend on the front end, and you know, the hard money guy can give them financing and give them time to get it rented out. And then when their note balloons 7 to 12 months later, they can turn around and come to me, and I can term it out 15 years with a more of a market rate. So that we found a lot of value in that, and Peter does a great job of putting people together at the event. He introduced me to Lima One and a couple other hard money lenders over there. So it's been very helpful.
Now, I know that was my first time attending the event last month. And one of the things I noticed as opposed to other marketing or networking events is that Peter physically grabs people and moves them around, cuts through crowds, and plop them next to you if he thinks that they're a good fit. And that's something that you just won't find at other networking events. You know, usually it's every man for himself, and you got clusters of people sitting by themselves, you know, nursing a beer for a couple hours going, oh, this is a waste of my time. But when you have Peter at the center of this, and he's being Mr. Matchmaker, it makes a world of difference. Relationships get formed instantly because, you know, Peter's kind of vouching for you and letting you into the club. So I think it makes a world of difference. I mean, has that been your experience, you guys?
Yeah, you can definitely tell that he genuinely wants to put people together. And you just don't find that at a lot of networking events.
Peter's like extremely, extremely proactive. Like grab you by your neck proactive.
Right. But doesn't that make the difference?
It's fantastic because most people like to put up that initial wall, you know.
Right.
Or some people are just not as extroverted.
Right.
So they have an issue engaging others. Peter kind of takes that wall and smashes it to pieces with his personality and then just grabs you and says, hey, I got somebody you need to meet and you need to talk to. And there would be a lot of great synergy between you two. And it really is, it's fantastic.
Right.
It's
wonderful. Now, Peter, now you do this, obviously you do this on purpose. This is part of your charm. But was this because you've been to so many networking things and you're like, this drives me crazy that you got a bunch of people here that would be great if they knew each other, but no one is meeting each other. So I'm going to have to start my own networking thing to be the matchmaker.
I think that's exactly right. But what my business partner and best friend Brian always says is, he says, we kind of like wind you up at the beginning of the night and then it's like ding, 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 ding. But I think one of the things, if you're going to invest your time, it's really important to make that the most useful. And so one of the things that we started, and Brian and I are always looking to tweak. When we first started, we color-coded name tags. And so you could look for a certain industry. If you were a realtor, you had a certain color. If you were an attorney, you had one, a bank. And it got to the point where people were having trouble remembering what the colors were. So a couple months ago, we actually changed it where on the bottom of the name tag, it has realtor or lender or vendor. And, you know, it's little things like that. It was amazing. I had lunch the next week with a gentleman, and he said, you know what? One of my favorite things was how you guys changed it, and you're never satisfied to just stay the way things are. And so I always take pride of knowing who's in the room, and I think that's important because if I'm going to connect people, I have to know who you're looking for. And so if you're the inspection company and you're looking for the realtors or the lenders or the attorneys, it's kind of easy for me then to do that. And people kind of laugh now because they know my personality. If I look at you across the room and I just give you kind of, you know, that point and come, it means now, because I've got to make that introduction, and we don't want to lose time. And as you know from the television show, what do I say? Chop, chop, people. We've got a job to do. And I think the beauty of the networking event, and I get pride, is seeing how much business people are getting to get done, let alone spread a positive atmosphere. And that's actually in our mission statement, is having that positive attitude. So we're excited about that.
It, I was also going to add that what's nice about when Peter does that as well is that it's Peter's strategic in what he's doing. It's not, I'm going to grab random people and just throw them together. Peter's like, okay, I know this person needs X and I know this person does Y. Let's put them together because that makes sense. It's not simply shoving people in front of one another for the sake of talking to one another. I mean, it's about having a quality, productive, you know, discussion.
Right. Now, being a lawyer, you know, most lawyers aren't great. They don't like the selling and the networking part of it.
No, they don't.
Right. And so it's
I don't mind that because I'm one of the few attorneys there. So.
Right. So you're the big winner.
Yeah.
But so do you tell your colleagues about this? Like, how are you? Because, I mean, I've been to so many networking events where it's just a bunch of people just sitting by themselves. You know, they're not really going proactively out. And when you have somebody like that, it makes it just it's unusual. That's all.
Well, I mean, like, I promote Peter's event through my own social media on Facebook and LinkedIn, so my colleagues are seeing everything I'm doing. I just think generally attorneys, generally speaking, don't network enough or a lot. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's because they think it's pointless or maybe some of them just don't have the personality for it. But I think it's indispensable. You have to do it.
Especially in today's world.
In today's legal economy, the legal industry today, if you're not networking, I don't know how you're surviving.
Right.
I really don't.
Are you finding that also with bankers, Tony?
Yeah. I mean, you have to. Banking's it's a relationship business. So, you know, if you're going to be successful, you have to continue to build relationships, and especially ones that make sense for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, the event's great.
Right. So you go to other networking events, I'm sure, but is this one of the ones that you don't miss?
Yeah, it's my favorite one. It's a lot of fun, too. You know, we talk about how everybody gets together to do business. It's a lot of fun also. It's a good atmosphere. You know, our Atlanta Business Leaders Group, all of us go, and it just, you know, it's a lot of fun. Everybody enjoys it.
David, I know you go to several different events on there. What have you found to be the most useful about Real Estate Connections?
Just the diversity. You never know who you're going to run into, never know who you're going to meet, or how they can help you. You know, and as I said, I never would have thought a pest control service would be able to expand my business, but you just never know. And like you say, if you don't put yourself out there, you'll never know.
One of the things that really we worked hard on is a point that you brought up, and that's this. I have never felt that I have to get 100% of the business. I can't do 100% of the business. And so when people go and say, well, wait a minute, would you want another contractor, or, you know, there's more than one attorney or more than one banker, more than one inspector, I believe that when you promote a positive atmosphere in the industry, it's a win-win for all of us. And so really trying to break through that, I've got to keep and put my arms around everything because it's me against you instead of it's all of us working together. And one of the things I'm so proud about is that really commitment for most of the people of sharing the stuff on Facebook and LinkedIn and their other social media and talking about it, because the more people there, the more opportunities there are to bring in new blood. And one of the goals that Brian and I always have is that 25% of the people in that room are new. And that's the other thing people always are amazed at, is how many new people there are at the event.
Now, how are you getting the new people? Is it kind of an outgrowth of the attendees inviting their friends and colleagues, or is it you still going out there and finding new friends to invite?
Yes and yes. So, you know, I think one of the reasons why there are so many events that start and then make it for 3, 4, 5 months, people do not have any idea of the amount of work that this requires. So one of the things that I do is every day I have a goal of adding at least 10 new people on LinkedIn. And the reason I do that is if I get 50 people a week who are new to the to LinkedIn, then I can share with 50 people about the event. And as Facebook has started to change, and most people know on March 31st, it's automatically going to the timeline from, if you still have the old thing, it's going to look very different. Facebook's becoming more and more of perception that's personal. And I still use Facebook quite a bit, but I have really started to go a lot more to LinkedIn. And the reason is LinkedIn, more people look at that as a business. And the other thing I like is it gives you email addresses on there. And so it's easy to engage people from a business standpoint. So I proactively do that. I also ask the people for their support, and that support is sharing the event with their people. I typically email them a digital copy of the flyer and say, look, help me help you, because if other people are bringing new people, those are opportunities for you. You've got to help, and it's a pay it forward type of mentality.
Right, and that's really key in today's economy. Now, do you guys do LinkedIn? Do you guys participate in social media like that?
Well, definitely.
Absolutely. Actually, I just recently upgraded my LinkedIn account from basic to one of the premium accounts.
And have you noticed a difference? Or you?
Well, I did it as of last night.
So, you haven't played around with it at all?
I started playing around with it. I've started taking advantage of it, especially the part where you're able to see everybody that's looked at your profile rather than the people that have looked at your profile over the last week.
Uh-huh.
So now I can see people that have looked at my profile for maybe over the last couple months. And now if they haven't connected with me or wanted to connect with me, but I think I would have good synergy with them, I now try to connect with them.
Yeah, so you can be more proactive.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, Peter, do you want to talk a little bit about how you mentioned that you try to reach out to 10 people on LinkedIn each day. How do you choose the people? Are you participating in the groups, the different real estate groups and those kind of things?
So one of the things that I do, and it's interesting because I was teaching some people about LinkedIn and how I use it. And a little bit over a week ago, I actually used Real Estate Connections ATL as a group. And in a week, we have 318 people who have joined.
Right.
And so it's awesome. It's a way of getting information about the event and other things going. But one of the keys that I do is I do go to the groups, and one of the things you're able to do when you go into that is check their members. And so I usually reach out to some of the members. I take a look, and most of my contacts on LinkedIn are somehow related to the real estate or real estate industry on there. And one of the things when you try to make a connection on LinkedIn, it will ask you how you know this person. And so when you're a member of the group, or if you're more than a group, you put that you're a group member. And so by doing that, you can continuously grow, although it's kind of interesting because one of the things that LinkedIn has recently changed is initially they only let you have 3,000 connections. And so I'm getting close to that. And so I took a look, and after you get to your 3,000 connections, you actually have to call or reach out to them for them to raise your limit and stuff. I thought, dang, I'm getting close to that limit. I'm going to have to call on there. But, if you think about it, when you're proactive and you reach out to people and are growing, a lot of people really take that as a compliment that you're spending some time and reaching out to them. And so, people spend so much time, and nobody really that I know of likes cold calls. And so this is kind of a warm way of really getting into connections with people, finding out if they're in groups with you, you have some type of common interest. And so one of the things I would encourage people is find some groups that interest you. Now, I can tell you the limit is 50 groups. I'm at 50, and so when I get interest, I now have to delete one of the groups to get back into another on there. But it really is a great way of connecting with people, and really, for me, it's about the energy. You start there, and for me, it's fun. I start the day, and people go, well, what do you do? Don't you ever get bored? And I go, how can I get bored? I don't know who I'm going to talk to today.
That's right.
And so it's just this great opportunity. I say every day is another day of networking and finding people. And David, you said a great thing. You never know who the person you're going to connect with that's going to be a home run for you, right? And for all of us, it's about numbers and being out there. Certain people you think might be okay, they might be the singles or doubles, but eventually you're going to hit a home run. It may not be, and a lot of times isn't, the person who you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, and it's kind of neat to see the you chatting with them online, and then they show up in person at your events. I mean, then you get to meet them face to face, and you see them online. That's cool. Now, you guys have all said expressed an interest in online. How do you go about kind of encouraging your colleagues and friends and associates in the real estate business to come attend this? Do you bring them with you? Do you just say, "Hey, hook up with Peter"? What's your strategy to kind of grow more attendees at the event?
Oh, I've definitely carpooled. Yeah, I brought a couple of my partners the month before last, and we all carpooled down there. Unfortunately, they wanted to leave before me, so I had to cut it short.
We're dumping them. They're not coming next month. They're coming in separate cars.
Yeah, so I'm definitely driving myself from now on. But I bring as many people as I can just because I think it's such a great opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where it kind of makes you look good by telling other people about the event, like you're kind of getting them in this, you know, this cool event?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's nice because you know they're not going to be disappointed because it is a good event.
Right.
Peter, I think, takes one of the most important parts of networking, which is you don't want to think about what you can get from somebody else, but you want to if it's somebody that you think you can do business with, you want to think, how can I help grow their business? And then it's going to come around and turn back to you. And there's, I think, a lot of people with that mentality at the event, which makes it valuable.
Right. Is it one of those things where you bring some of your clients and you say to the people you work with, hey, look, you're going to meet a whole room full of people that might be beneficial to your business by coming to this kind of thing?
Yeah. You know, some of my biggest referral sources are realtors and investors. And yeah, I mean, you bring a realtor to the event, they got it's like a gold mine for them. They got
right.
investors, they got lenders,
it's
they got
a
everything
Rolodex
there, you know?
Filler
yeah.
right in one shot.
And same thing with investors. They got all different kinds of alternative financing. They got closing attorneys. Everybody's there.
Right. Now, if you were going to give advice to somebody who's never come to the event, what would you tell somebody?
Get there a little early.
Get
so
there
you can
early.
Move.
Right. It does get a pretty crowded. An hour and a half in, huh?
It does. But I'm going to answer that question because it's not only at Real Estate Connections, but at most networking events, the people who are most successful, the first question they ask is, what can I do for you? Because when you do that, you're actually taking the attention off yourself and putting it on the next person. And when you do that, you're listening to them. A lot of people make the mistake that they're spending so much time in their own head trying to figure out what they're going to say next that they're not really paying attention to that person. And when you ask somebody, what can you do for them, I guarantee you 95% of the time, the next question they're going to ask you is, what can we do for you? And so you now have set the tone of being there as a leader, as somebody that wants to help. And you're doing this intentionally, but it doesn't come across that way, that at the end, they're going to find out how they can help you. And it really becomes how people view you as a connector, as somebody that wants to help, and it really does increase your business.
Now, so you're saying it's important to kind of lead with a spirit of generosity?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because I think about 2 months ago, I went to speak at that ABO group that Tony was a member of. They had a visitor day, and they asked me to come to speak about networking. And I was like, okay, nobody's asked me to speak about it. I just do it. And one of the things I said to the people was, if you lead with that question, then all of a sudden, people look at you differently. You know, we've all been to places where you meet that one person that's so obnoxious, you want to stay, all they want to do is talk about themselves. And at the end of the day, they end up really getting nothing. And so you've got to understand that networking is a long-term project. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And if you go to a event and your whole goal is you've got to get 5 referrals there, then I think you're going to be disappointed. The first goal I always make when I go to event is, how many people can I connect? And by doing that, at the end, I probably get more in return than I've given, but I think you set the tone when you do that.
That's a great strategy. Now, do you want to go around the room and kind of share like websites and best ways to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. David Hickson, why don't we start with you, my friend?
Sure. Well, you can find us on propertyinspectorsofatlanta.com. We do offer free termite inspections now with every home inspection. We have very competitive prices, the most competitive prices, one may say. And we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Tony?
Yeah. My office is right around the corner from Phipps Mall in the 3630 Peachtree Building right there. Ritz Residences is upstairs. And I can be reached at 404-442-5291. The whole thing, I think, that you'll find a difference at BB&T is that, you know, people will, we're going to call you back. We're going to do what we say we're going to do, which shouldn't be rare in our industry. But I found that it kind of separates us.
Jeremiah?
Yeah, my office is at 1801 Peachtree Street. I'm right there, right where, I guess, Midtown meets Buckhead, right across from the R Deluxe, Rob's Deluxe Grill. And you can reach me at 404-955-8655. And you can also visit my Facebook fan page at jarmanlaw.com. It will redirect.
That's your website, too.
That is my website, too.
All right,
so before I get to the website, I wanted to bring up one point, and that is one of the reasons that we have really grown the last couple months was starting in January, we started featuring a different realty company every month. And so in April, Greg Martin, president of ERA, will be bringing his folks. And so one of the things that everybody has always asked for is we want realtors at your event. And when it starts with that as the foundation, you get the lenders, the attorneys, the investors, the inspection companies. And so what you know is every month with a different realty company, there's new blood. And that has really helped. And if you were at Real Estate Connections early on and you haven't been since January of this year, you haven't seen the number of realtors that are at this event. So I encourage you to come.
So you're spotlighting Greg Martin?
Yes. Greg Martin from ERA Sunrise will be bringing his folks on there. If you know Greg, at one point ERA had a significant amount of the HUD contract here in Georgia, and they still have a very he would tell you it's not big enough, but they still have a substantial amount of the HUD contract here in Georgia. And he's a hard man to get a hold of, but one of the beauties of Real Estate Connections, he will be there, and you can meet him and his folks. And he knows that in February when we had the Palmer House properties, Kevin Palmer, who's last week was written up in the Business Chronicle, they brought close to 40 realtors. And so there's like a little competition going. Greg tells me that he's not going to be outdone, and he's bringing more people so that ERA is going to be represented well.
Now, are other real estate agents allowed to come too, or is it exclusively Greg's?
No. Every real estate agent is invited on there and is encouraged, because what you find is a lot of people are bringing their investors. And yesterday, Brian and I were speaking at Century 21, and that group in a couple months will be featured. But Terry Swanson said to his folks, look, this is an opportunity to bring at least one of your investors to come and talk about the financing piece, because I do get asked that probably more than anything when I speak, is there money out there and available? And so you brought up a good point before. You start to show your clients that you are providing them what I call value-added services. So when you bring them and you are hand-delivered to a lender and they thought that there was no money out there, or you're meeting the attorney or the inspection company or whoever on there, people view you as a professional and part of their team instead of just a commodity. And so I think in today's environment, we all want to be viewed as somebody who really brings something to the table. And so this is an opportunity to do that and show your clients that you're out there, because when you're working hard at the event, their perception is you're working hard for them.
Right. Now, so Greg Martin's team will be there. And is there any other sponsors you want to mention?
Yes. So for the premium sponsors and stuff, of course, Tony and BB&T is one of the premium sponsors. Lima One Capital, John Warren will be there with his folks as premium sponsors. And then some of the other regular sponsors, we have Acopia. We all know Rick Fantuzzi and Barbie Brown. They will be there. Kelly Kirshner and Kim from USA Mortgage will be there. And you know what's going to happen is that I'm always going to forget somebody, so I'm trying to go down my list on there, and hopefully I'm not forgetting anybody on there. But there's just really a good group of folks, and it's just a wide range. And so it's really become an event that if you're in the real estate community, you really want to surround yourself that once a month with people who are positive, people who want to share and add instead of subtracting on there. And so if you haven't been, you gotta have to come once and see what it's like when you surround yourself with positive, like-minded people.
Now, there's a website if people want to kind of check it out and look for information.
Absolutely. So the website is www.realestateconnectionsatl.com. We also have a fan page on Facebook and the event on Facebook. And also on LinkedIn, that Real Estate Connections ATL, there's a group. And you can join that. And the other thing that's really nice about that group that we've been doing a week is not only does it talk about the event, but there's some really great conversations that people have started between the agents and the lenders and inspections. And get yourself involved. You know, I mean, get people to see who you are and take some time, take 10, 15, 20 minutes, and show the people that you're not just on the group, but that you're participating and want to be a part of the group.
Now, what's the date and time, and where is it? Event taking place?
The event is always the first Thursday of every month, so our next event is on April 5th. It is from 6 to 9 o'clock at Aja, which is on 3500 Lennox Road. It's the old Emeralds for people who don't have not been there recently, and it's really right across from Phipps Plaza. And so the other thing, too, is after the event, we actually go upstairs. We have a private room. Seating's limited for people to have dinner, but you know, when you have a couple hundred people during the event, sometimes you don't get to speak to everybody. So we started afterwards having a place to have 35 or 40 people having dinner and getting to some more intimate conversations.
Now, do you want to talk about your TV show or your firm?
Absolutely, and stuff on there. So let's start with A&E, Flip This House. Actually, Brian and I have an episode this Saturday on A&E. I believe it's at 9 o'clock. And if you're on any of these Real Estate Connections or on Peter Pasternak's Facebook page or LinkedIn, I always that week share if there's a episode and what time it's going to be. And what's interesting is if you know me, I'm usually the business person, but on this episode I'm on a backhoe, mm-hmm. and that scares me just thinking about it because one of the sponsors for that event was Sunbelt, and they got there early to teach me how to drive that thing. It scared Brian, and as you can see, kind of scared me that they put me on that thing, but that's a whole nother story. You don't want to miss that. My company, Foundations Design, Brian and I are licensed general contractors, and so if anybody's looking to have any work done, any renovations, or as we tell the realtors, if you have any short sales or foreclosures and you need help trying to visualize what could be done to that property, we can do that and then give you a budget on what it's going to cost. So, you know, Brian and I are out there. I always ask people, if there's anything I can do, please let me know, whether it's at the event, the website, on Facebook. I'm passionate about connecting people and helping people. And so if there's something I can do for you, you might say, hey, I don't know him. Reach out a hand. There's very few people that I will not respond back to. Tony brings up a good point. There used to be a time when you had to go above and beyond. Unfortunately, today, sometimes just being what I would call average, which is just returning phone calls, sets you apart. And so I love talking to people. Brian says I never met a stranger and never met a person that I didn't like to meet. And so reach out, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Cool. Well, the website for Real Estate Connections, one more time, is realestateconnectionsatl.com, and that is a must-attend event for anybody in the real estate business. And we will be having Peter come on every month to talk about what's happening and why you should attend next month's event. So this one is April 5th at Aja on Lennox Road across from Phipps. I expect you all to attend. If you're in real estate, and even in banking and lawyers, I mean, anybody really, that even the periphery of real estate should attend just because it's such a great event.
Right. I would say it's real estate and real estate related. And so those are, like you said, it's the banks, the mortgage companies, the investors, the attorneys, inspection companies. Come out. If you're not sure, come. You have a good time. You meet some people, and you'll be glad you did.
Well, thank you so much, Peter, for putting this show together. And this is Lee Cantor for Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you all next time.